time here on Radio Biking is exactly 10 GMT.
This is International Music Radio, Radio Viking, broadcasting on shockwave 41 and 48 meters. We now take you into the last 60 minutes of broadcasting from Radio Viking. We present the saga of the Vikings. Radio Viking! Exactly 2 years ago, on Sunday, the 7th of August, 1977, Radio Viking began broadcasting on a frequency of 6,240.5 kHz in the 48-meter shortwave band. Due to various technical problems, the next program was not broadcast until the 25th of September that year. From December 1977, Radio Viking started broadcasting each and every Sunday morning. And we did that until the Danish postal authorities raided our station on Sunday, the 10th of September 1978. The train returned to December 1977. The schedule ran from 9 in the morning to 10:30 GMT with DJs Paul Anthony, John Swenson and Oscar Hansen. From March 1978, the new spring programs were introduced, extending broadcasting hours to 2.5 hours every Sunday morning, and welcoming two new DJs on the station, Dave Anderson and Phil Hazelton.
Music radio on shortwave. This is Radio Viking on 48 meters. Our mailing address is Radio Viking, PO Box 4040, Amsterdam in Holland.
After 0900 hours, Greenwich Mean Time, and this is Radio Viking, international music radio on shortwave, broadcasting on 6240 kilohertz. Radio Viking is on the air every Sunday between 9 and 11:30 Greenwich Mean Time, and has got the following schedule: 9 to 9:45 Oscar Hansen Show, 9:45 to 10 Dave Anderson's DX Time, 10 to 10:45 Paul Anthony Show, 10:45 to close down at 11:30 Phil Hazelton Show. Right now, here's Oscar Hansen with the Oscar Hansen Show.
Oscar Hansen.
And on Sunday, the 6th of August, 1978, we celebrated our one-year jubilee.
Love is all we need. With a little melano.
Yes, in case you don't know that, Phil, we've just sent John Swenson over to Denmark or somewhere.
Just to get another crate.
Yes, yes, you know, one of the good ones.
It's lucky an anniversary only happens once a year.
The Beatles!
And all you need is love, or something.
What year was it?
What year?
Come on,
supposed to be 1960.
60-something.
60-something?
60-something.
Oh, 67. 66.
67.
Radio Viking welcomes your reception reports. Correct reception reports, which should include program details, will be verified by our QSL card if you enclose two international reply coupons. Our address is Radio Viking, PO Box 4040, Amsterdam in Holland. That address again is Radio Viking, PO Box 4040, Amsterdam in Holland.
956.
Radio Viking.
talking about 1967. This one's from 1976. From Holland, where we all were last weekend having a wild time. Almost as wild as this weekend. Champagne!
Hey, we don't need that!
Sunday, the 3rd of September, 1978, Radio Viking introduced several new programs and extended broadcasting hours to 3 hours every Sunday. This really meant a gigantic step forward for Radio Viking. But the very next Sunday, Sunday the 10th of September, at 11:01 GMT, Radio Viking was forced off the air by the Danish postal authorities. However, Radio Viking soon returned to the air through the facilities of other hobby pirate stations. Unfortunately, it has not been possible to maintain a regular service of broadcasting since that date in September. And this is one of the reasons why we are closing down, why we are suspending broadcasting today at 12 o'clock GMT. Squad and a song called Never Gonna Fall in Love Again. You're listening to the final hour of broadcasting from Radio Viking. This hour is presented by Paul Anthony and yours truly, Oscar Hansen. Although we close down today, you'll of course still be able to write to us at this address, Radio Viking, P.O. Box 14006, Malmö in Sweden. That's Radio Viking, P.O. Box 14006, Malmö, M-A-L-M-O-E, in Sweden. And we've still got lots of stickers, t-shirts, and surprise, surprise, we also got RB Mac number 4, which can be yours for only 2 IRCs. So why don't you send off today for RV Mac number 4. And now let's go a bit back in time once again to the 2nd of July 1978 and a rather proud Paul Anthony. Here we go.
Music radio on shortwave. This is Radio Viking on 48 meters. Our mailing address is Radio Viking, P.O. Box 4040, Amsterdam in Holland.
It's now number one.
Good morning, everyone. Didn't I tell you 4 weeks ago that would make number one across Europe? You're the one that I want from the movie Grease, John Travolta and Olivia Newton-John. Welcome into 45 musical minutes with yours truly, Paul Anthony. First record, the first real record running for the whole time is by Rod Stewart, and you wear it well.
Thank you very much, Paul. This is Radio Viking with the saga of the Vikings. And now for the first record dedication. And I would like to take the opportunity on behalf of everyone here on Radio Viking to send the very warmest greetings and thanks to Mr. Peter Svevat in Örnsköldsvik, Northern Sweden. And this record is especially for you. Hot chocolate and everyone's a winner. Hot chocolate and everyone's a winner. That one especially for our very good friend, Mr. Peter Svevat, in Örnsköldsvik, Northern Sweden. Did you know that from August 1977 to September 1978, Radio Viking received 800 reception reports from 17 different countries all over Europe? The man who sent in the largest amount of reports was Mr. Reinhold Madoff in West Germany. He sent in no less than 32 reception reports in those 13 months. And the man who sent in the largest reception report
measured no less than 1,208 square centimeters. That was Theo Ransman, also from West Germany. Oh my goodness me! 1,208 square centimeters. Poor postman that has to carry those reception reports. At least, thank you very much, Mr. Theo Ransman and Reinhold Madoff in West Germany. Right now, here's La Belle and a song called Lady Marmalade, especially for Theo Ransman and Reinhold Madoff in West Germany. Voulez-vous coucher avec moi? Dirty song there. From La Belle, a song called Lady Marmalade. And right now, Hudson Fauna and Burn Baby Burn. Now I don't need to be a stick in the dirt. The world is changing. Burn Baby Burn from Hudson Ford. A record dedicated to the members of Svalanche DX Club in Helsingborg, Sweden. And especially to those who we met from Radio Viking at the Seasenders 20 in Holland in July last year. Good morning to you. How are you? Hudson Ford and Burn Baby Burn. You're listening to Radio Viking International Music Radio, broadcasting on 41 and 48 meters. If you've been listening to Radio Viking during the past year, you'd know that from September the 3rd we introduced a new DX program called Radio Viking DX World. Now let's listen to an extract from the program on September the 3rd, 1978.
Radio Viking.
DX World. Portugal. Ebro Radio S-1053-6 Stockholm, Sweden, broadcasting religious programs over Radio Trans Europe in Portugal, is at present testing on a new frequency of 9715 kHz between 17 and 1900 hours. All programs are in Eastern European languages.
And a little later on in the program from the same date.
The station has commenced broadcasting from Norway. The station is temporarily named Radio Romsdal and operates with 10 watts on 1334 kHz. The first transmission from this new Norwegian medium wave pilot took place on August the 16th, 1978, from 1858 to 1920, broadcasting with reduced power. The station is the first Norwegian hobby pilot to operate on medium wave for several years. And this item came from the RDXL News Department.
And this is where we come to the end of Radio Viking DX World, presented by Charlie Newman, Annette Hansen, and yours truly, Oscar Hansen. The time is 11 o'clock.
International Music Radio on shortwave. This is Radio Viking on 48 meters. Our mailing address is Radio Viking, PO Box 4040, Amsterdam in Holland.
Hey, hello. Thank you very much, Oscar Hansen, for the DX program. And now it's time for the Oscar Hansen Show, which will last until 11:30, when Oscar Hansen takes over with the progressive music.
Oscar Hansen.
And right now, here's a record for Michael Burden, without whom Radio Viking DX World would have been impossible. This is Hot Chocolate's Mindless Boogie. This is Radio Viking International Music Radio on 48 and 41 meters.
As the bomb goes neutron.
Mindless boogie from Hot Chocolate. Oh, time is running so fast for the very last hour. Broadcasting from Radio Viking International Music Radio. And we are today on the 41 and 48 meters. You're still able to write to us at the address Radio Viking, Post Office Box 14006, Malmo in Sweden.
We don't seem to know.
That's Hot Chocolate and Mindless Boogie, dedicated to Michael Burden,
like a blind man.
Without whom the Radio Viking DX World would have been impossible, I think. And also thanks a lot to all the other contributors to Radio Viking DX World during the past year.
Mindless Boogie!
A special greeting to Dave Anderson, who hosted the DX program before I took over. Lots of greeting going out to you, Dave Anderson, over there in Scotland. Also, thanks a lot to Luke Bertels and Thomas Streicher for your contributions to the Radio Viking DX World. And right now, here's another extract from Radio Viking in the past, as we say.
Well, the rest of Europe had this record for many, many weeks. Now it's out in the UK as well, and it's very high in the charts over there. Sorry, sorry, I'm a lady in the sound of Baccarat. Hope you like it as well, ha. Huh? 7 minutes past 10 o'clock GMT on Radio Viking.
Are you interested in free radio? Would you like to receive a comprehensive list of the many hobby pirates operating in the short waves? Well, stay listening because we've got some special information for you. Danish DX Letter Club publish an excellent list of hobby pirates, giving times, frequencies, and program details. This list can be yours for only 2 IRCs for one copy, or 7 IRCs for the next 4 issues. That's 2 IRCs for one copy, or 7 IRCs for the next 4 issues. Published in February, May, August, and November, the DDXLK list is available from the following address. The Danish DX Letter Club, DK8723, Losning, LOSNING, in Denmark. That's the Danish DX Letter Club, DK8723, Losning, LOSNING, in Denmark.
And would you believe we're in that list as well, the hobby pirates? Would you believe it?
Oh!
This is Radio Viking, of course. This one, it goes out especially to Mr. Tor Henrik Ekblom. He's sending a beautiful reception report. Oh, from Vallingby in Sweden. Thanks, Tora! Hope reception is just as good today.
That's Paul Anthony on the 5th of February 1978. Since that date, the Danish DX Listeners Club, the DDXLK, has got a new mailing address, by the way, and that is PO Box 392, DK8100, Aarhus C, that's A-R-H-U-S, C in Denmark. If you would like to receive the DDXLK Hobby Pirate List. Anyway, lots of greetings going out to the Danish DX Listeners Club, the Dansk DX Lytter Club, and all its members, especially those who took the trouble of writing into, and of course Jörg Jacobsen in Horsens, Per Witten, Per Albrechtsen, Pablo Thomas Jensen, Arne Hildal, to mention but a few. Here's a record especially for the members of the Danish DX Listeners Club. to thank all of our very faithful listeners in the German Democratic Republic. For instance, Uwe Levert, Klaus Fröhlich, Rainer und Gerwin Schütte, Dieter Sommer, Frank Rainer Simke, Franz Hunger, and last but by no means least, Mr. B. Ernst Burkhard Ernst in Rathenau and the German Democratic Republic. Also lots of greetings going out to Luc Bertels, Grete Osmundsen, Ian Bigar, and everybody. And the time is coming up for me to say a final goodbye. And thank you very much indeed for the past 2 years. Here on Radio Viking. Thank you. My very last record is Jeanette and a song called Por qué te vas. Goodbye.
Well, Oscar took you around to the Radio Viking history, ending more or less with a close down by the Danish GPO in September last year. It took over a year to settle the court case, and when finally the operator of the transmitter was asked to court, the GPO demanded a fine of 10,000 Danish kroner. Only a few days ago, the result was known. The operator that day of the Radio Viking transmitter was fined 1,200 Danish kroner. Comparing that to what was asked for, this meant that we won, didn't it? As Oscar mentioned earlier on, we continued on and off during the rest of 1977 from other outlets in the 48-meter band.
Paul Anthony.
It's a very good morning to you. My name is Paul Anthony. Remember me, huh? Oh, it's been such a long time. It's just past 10:30. Cut back Radio Viking today, but welcome along to 1 hour.
When I get home, babe, gonna light your fire.
Oh, it's so really nice to be back with you. This used to be punk or something. The Motors!
About you.
If you hadn't forgot about us. 22 minutes till 11 GMT. And Oscar? Oh yes, you're enjoying yourself as well, aren't you? Good morning, Oscar.
Yes, doing all right. Yes, it's nice, yeah.
Minutes to 11 o'clock, GMT and Oscar Hansen time. This is Radio Viking, number 2 this week, up from 3. Will it be number 1 next week? Well, listen in to Radio Viking to hear further details.
Rasputin!
Anyway, I have a funny thing to say about a former number 1. That was number 1 last week. That happened. That record came in straight to number 3 the Sunday when we were raided by the Danish GPO. And what happened there was we couldn't get hold of the record, and we had places at number 3, and we kept phoning all sorts of record shops to get the record, and we had in the end to phone the record company, and we of course got a free record. And would you believe it, when we play the record, well, we never got around playing the record, so it's the first time.
Radio Viking.
Okay, we're a bit fed up with you, but you really deserve being number one with Summer Night City, ABBA. Dad. That was the on and off programs which I told you about, coming from other outlets in the 48 meter band, and not those 2 and 3 hours which we used to have. From the beginning of 1978, however, a more stable base for transmissions were being found, and we introduced a new schedule where Radio Viking was on the air every other Sunday using one of the strongest transmitters on shortwave. This meant a great success for our station and let us put in from all parts of Europe.
Transmitting in the 48 meter band, this is Radio Viking, international music radio on shortwave. Good morning. Today you can listen to Radio Viking between 9 and 12 o'clock GMT. At 9 o'clock it's the Oscar Hansen Show, 10 o'clock it's the Paul Anthony Show, and 11 o'clock it's the Phil Hazelton Show with Phil Hazelton's Solid Gold at 11:30, till close down at 12 o'clock. But of course, first of all,
Oscar Hansen.
Later on this year, we, because of the summertime situation all over Europe, changed the schedule so we were not on the air between 9 and 12 midday, but instead between 8 and 11 GMT. Also, we changed the postal address from P.O. Box 4040 Amsterdam in Holland to Post Office Box 14006 in Malmö in Sweden. It's 8 o'clock GMT, 9 o'clock in Central Europe, and 10 o'clock in the Benelux countries and in France. This is International Music Radio, Radio Viking, transmitting on 6,220 kilohertz. Welcome on this Whitsun Sunday for 3 hours of programs. Between now and 9 o'clock, you can tune to Oscar Hansen. Between 9 and 11 o'clock in close down, it's Paul Anthony. He'll be sitting in between 10 and 11 for Phil Hazelton. The postal address of Radio Viking is Post Office Box 14006, Malmö in Sweden. Before Oscar Hansen, between 8 and 9, it's our superstar. Linda Clifford and Bridge Over Troubled Water. No fear, feeling small when tears are in the brand new issue of the RV Mag, issue number 4, contains the exciting and interesting story of Radio Viking, plus much, much more. This will soon be a collector's item. Send for your copy today. It costs just 3 international reply coupons, and the address is RV Mag, Post Office Box 14006, Malmö in Sweden, for the exciting new RV Mag issue number 4. Now, just a year after the sudden close down by the authorities, we showed them that we could come back, and as we are moving to other commitments, we thought this was a good moment to say farewell to Radio Viking on shortwave. We're just on the step of 1980, and what will the 1980s bring us? The increasing possibilities of watching television and listening to FM radio from satellites. Will there be a future for shortwave? We think there will, but not on a commercial basis, however. have enjoyed bringing you music and DX information on the shortwave band for over 2 years, and we shall all miss those Sundays and the contact with our faithful listeners. However, we have still 22 minutes to go, and instead of grieving, let's continue to the last moment with a Radio Viking you're used to hear.
Radio Viking.
When you're in my
International Music Radio with the Four Tops. That is out of I Got a Feeling.
You're in the fire. Ooh, so satisfying. Walk in a room. Right away I start to swoon. I'm not sure what you got.
Going back to the year of 1965 with the Four Tops, and I got a feeling. 19 minutes to 11 o'clock GMT on International Music Radio with Radio Viking. Here's John. Hello, John. Here's John's favorite record, John Svensson.
Radio Viking.
Beautiful record from the Boomtown Rats. And I don't like Mondays. 6250 kilohertz in the 48 meter band, the sound of International Music Radio on shortwave, Radio Viking.
Dagelijks worden we geconfronteerd met honderden radiostations. Als we ons toestel overdrijven, horen we Radio RTL, de BBC 1, 2 en 3, Frans NTR Radio Monte Carlo, BRT 1, BRT 2 en BRT 3 en niet te vergeten de Nederlandse omroepzullen zoals VARA, TROS en ZPN, noem maar op. Maar wat is nu staatsradio, vrije radio, commerciële radio? Wat is een zeezender zoals Miamigo? Dat kunt u nu allemaal lezen in Radiovisie. Radiovisie, 40 pagina's dik, boordevol informatie. Informatie krijg je bij postbus 32, de 8600 Menen in België. Vraag nu informatie bij Radiovisie, postbus 32, de 8600 Menen in België.
It's 14 to 11 o'clock.
This is music, Radio Viking.
That's the lead singer in the Danish group called Gasoland. And he's called something weird as Kim Larsen, and that's his Monkey Man. It's 11 to 11.
Radio Viking.
More music.
You can't say that this record is from 1970, 1972, 1975, because it's being reissued nearly every year. And I think it's out the second time or the fourth time around this year as well. Beautiful music there from the Boys and Timothy on Radio Viking.
The music's on Radio Viking.
The brand new issue of the RV Mag, issue number 4, contains the exciting and interesting story of Radio Viking, plus much, much more. This will soon be a collector's item. Send for your copy today. It costs just 3 international reply coupons, and the address is RV Mag, Post Office Box 14006, Malmo in Sweden, for the exciting new RV Mag issue number 4.
The best music,
Radio Viking. Paul Anthony.
Transmitting today on 6250 kilohertz in the 48 meter band, International Music Radio on shortwave, Radio Viking. We have the postal address, Post Office Box 14006, Malmo in Sweden. We don't want to. 5 to 11 with Paul Anthony. We're closing down in 5 minutes time at 11 o'clock forever. But don't you worry. This is the close down of Radio Viking on shortwave after 2 years of transmissions. On behalf of the staff of Radio Viking, the technical and programming staff, this is Paul Anthony saying thank you for listening in, thank you for your support, thank you for your letters, and do keep in contact. And we think that everything will turn out fine. This is Radio Viking closing down. Let it be.